And so if you look at the three solutions they came up with for the phosphate fertilizer industry, they spread it thin and spread it far. Claim it's good and say goodbye. And that's what they're doing with it. Is it hydrofluorosilicic acid has no known benefit in human or any physiological system. It's not even useful in any mammal. So adding that to the public water supply for an alleged benefit is a fraud, and it's a crime against the citizens of this country because it damages children and adults, and it's cumulative over a lifetime. It is a very noxious poison, and you do not have to take my word for it. If you've got a Webster's dictionary, open it up. One of the definitions is fluoride, a violent protoplasmic poison. Then you have to go look up protoplasm. We are protoplasm. So violent protoplasm for us. Say, let's put that in the water and see how the kids turn out. Hydrofluorosilicic acid has a patent on it in the U.S. Patent Office for extracting lead from brass. So if you had a cannon left over from the Civil War, you could soak it in hydrofluorosilicic acid and dissolve all the lead away from the copper and recover your copper. There is a nice new study where they exposed rats to lead, and it increased the level of lead in the rat's bloodstream by, say, 10. And then they added hydrofluorosilicic acid to the rat's diet along with lead, and they went up 30. Three times more than the rats that were exposed to lead alone. Exactly the same thing had previously been shown to occur in fluoridated communities that use hydrofluorosilicic acid. Not natural fluoride, not sodium fluoride, hydrofluorosilicic acid